You sound very quiet in my ear. Hang on.
Turn up your headphones? Because I had to turn mine up because I turned them down because I could hear myself.
Genius.
Thank you.
I'm really loud.
I'm loud too. But it might be that I'm underwater.
Could be.
Whoa, you underwater. See my fucking racing stripe?
Holy
here?
Shit, you're so fast.
I'm really fast.
You just got one though.
Whoa.
You ain't messing around with that two shit.
It's off the wall.
Whoa, it is. What is that? Vans? It was like Bonds.
Vons. Like the grocery store.
Is that Nike and Vans?
And it's not Nike. I don't know if it is. I don't fucking know. These are my pajamas because I'm sick.
I'm jealous.
God damn!
I'm basically in pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's pretty close to my normal pajamas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like the plaid pants and stuff. I was just like, I don't want to get pants on today.
No.
This isn't a pants day.
Who wants to wear pants? Yeah, fucking some days leggings are just suffocating also.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I can feel every one of my leg hairs right now.
They're too tight around the waist for me. I'm like, I have a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Is that how that works? I don't know.
And that's where mine is right now.
And you get that muffin top, and I'm like, never mind.
I fucking got full fucking coverage on the muffin top right now. I cannot talk.
It's okay. You got that big old ponce belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It looks like a little fanny pack.
Yeah.
She's in there nice and tight. She ain't going nowhere.
Same. I get it. Anyway, that's my goddamn is that I'm dying currently, actively. Dying.
We cannot catch a break with being sick.
Yeah, sorry, Dylan. You're going to have to edit out all my sniffles.
It's going to be gross. This is going to be me next week, huh?
I'll try not to sniffle in the microphone. Yeah, it's going to be you next week because here we are.
Yeah, here we are together in the same shed and you're sick.
Yep. I was like, do you want to fucking remote record? You're like, no.
Nope. Nope. That's worse. I'd rather just die together.
Fair. I like it.
I do not want that.
Well, get ready.
I'm ready.
Because he coming.
He coming. We're spending this whole goddamn weekend together, too.
We are.
You got to get rest.
I rested today. The seventh day.
Oh.
Or the sixth day. I don't know. I rested on one of these days.
Sunday, seventh.
Yeah.
Jesus
said.
He hit you with some context clues.
All those things. I rested today. I took today off of work because I was like, hey, I'm fucking dying. And they were like, get better soon. And I was like,
so you can come back to work.
Yeah, literally. I'm like,
because
okay.
We miss you.
Because we need you.
Help.
Help. You're our only hope.
Oh, man. So that's your goddamn?
Yeah, that's my goddamn.
Wow. Oh. I think you
sorry
muted
about it. I muted
there
it.
You are.
We're okay. I'm back.
Yeah, welcome
I'm
back.
I'm just fucking around a lot.
Yeah. You okay?
It's in a different position. It's closer to me now.
It's different than what it was before.
Yeah.
Aaron decided one time to just take all of our mics down. And so when we walked in the shed today, we're like, God damn it. We had to put those back up. She was just going to fix it real quick. These shelves are very sturdy, though.
I mean, they're sturdier than they look.
I don't know if you guys can see this, but mine's at least at like a fucking 45 degree angle.
That's a dangerous grade.
Yeah, like you're going to have to fucking downshift for that one.
Yeah, yeah. I got mine at a good, like, spot, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's solidified to the wall now because it was just going to fall right the fuck off.
Yeah, it was.
But now it's in a different position to my face.
Oh, you got it, though.
So, you know, I'm just going to talk to you this way.
I like it. That's how I talk to you. Look at me. I'm full fucking facing
sideways.
You.
Yeah. I like it. We should just put our chairs sideways. Racing stripe.
Like, looking at each other?
Yeah.
Down.
Can we just get a couch?
Yeah. We should get a couch.
Why don't we have a couch?
I don't know.
And then we could just put our little... We wouldn't have an end table then.
But we should get a couch that turns into a bed.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because then if we're really tired, we just lay down and record.
Pull the mics down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Have them hanging.
This is great. This is a great idea.
Anyway. I mean, honestly, I haven't heard better, so...
Yeah, I know.
I'm for it.
I haven't really pitched better yet, but just wait. Do you want to hear my goddamn?
Yep.
Because it keeps changing in my head. My head.
My head.
And my head.
All right.
My head. Anyway, actually, that's a great segue because I'm super pumped because Saturday we're having karaoke night.
Oh, yeah.
And I cannot wait.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ, I almost killed myself with all these knickknacks.
Yeah, you did.
This boomerang is waiting to fucking off my ass.
Yeah, okay. That is a weapon.
Literally.
That sign looks like it's leaning the wrong way.
This one?
Yeah, like it's going to come back at you.
Oh, no, that thing is wedged.
All right.
This shit ain't going nowhere.
Too fast if karaoke was themed and it took everything in me to say no.
I mean, like St. Patty's Day.
I mean,
green,
yeah.
Gold,
ooh,
Irish.
Irish. I love it.
Leprechauns.
Love it. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so excited.
I know. Me too. I hope you're better by then. You have just, one day.
Yeah. Ooh, sorry about all that. I just won't talk after this. So good idea. I won't talk all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the next day. At no, all. No We've talking. Got birthday parties and shit to go to. Oh, maybe I can skip that because I'm sick. I probably shouldn't.
And then you're like, anyway, I'm at this party.
That this is an adult also party.
We're invited to.
You know, like one of them's for kids. And you're like, oh, I can't get kids sick, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What about the children?
Yeah. Look at you saving the world.
One kid at a time.
One birthday party at a time. No, you have to go. Yeah, I'm super excited. I cannot too. Fucking wait. I need a day of joyous whatever. Because last week when we recorded and we're like, this is our super awesome special day of fun, it turned out to be just a day of podcast.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
The technical difficulties.
A lot of shit went wrong. But hey, guess what I remembered today, guys? The computer.
Bum, bum, bum. And, so we have all of our equipment back.
And even an easy up that you reminded me of quite literally right before I left. And I was like, good call. Would have forgotten it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fucking steel trap.
Yeah. You put that shit in caps.
Yeah. And also don't leave the house yet.
And also don't. Don't forget.
That's why my phone is like trained to caps certain words.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it. I used it one time aggressively.
That's true. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, you want to talk about murder?
Oh no. Yeah, I totally do. Stop it. Please stop it.
Just so excited for all those beats on Saturday.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Where Fuck you too, bitch. Call the cops.
I'm gonna kill you and them loud ass motherfucking barking dogs.
When the cops pull through, me and Dre said next I burned down the house.
A handful of gas and a handful of matches. Still weren't found out.
From here on out, chronic too.
Crushed it.
We're still loco enough to choke you with a Charleston chew. Ooh. See, it's like I know it somewhere in there, but it just hasn't been used a lot.
You need the music with it. And honestly, I wasn't there for you.
I don't even think I could do it with the music.
I think we could do it with the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll prove that on Saturday.
Yeah, you are. I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm so excited.
A blast.
Ooh, I stubbed my toe this morning. Uh-huh. I had to check if it was still there.
Oh, my God. You almost ripped it off?
Almost ripped it off.
This reminds me. This should have been my goddamn.
Oh, what is it?
My youngest woke up in the middle of the fucking night last night screaming bloody murder that his feet hurt.
Did he have a cramp?
Nope. I asked him, and not that he knows what a cramp is. I touched it a lot, and he'd be like, ah! And then he kept saying they were hot. And he was, like, sleepy and rolling around and just kept crying, like, ah.
I wonder if he was dreaming.
I think he was, because Lee has night terrors.
Oh, geez.
Because even this morning. Yeah, my youngest. Aww. But then last night when this was all going down, Lee was like, he did say before bed that his feet hurt. And I was like, what the fuck? This is weird. So I really believe that his feet hurt. And then this morning he was like, Mom, I think I was dreaming. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. You guys are weird.
I can't keep up with you, kid.
Can I just sleep? Honestly.
My kid will, whenever they get itchy, they think that lotion will solve the problem because I've taught them that.
Yeah.
They're like, it's itchy. And I'm like, oh, here's some lotion. And I put lotion on it and magically it's better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then now he's like, my kid has sweaty feet.
Yeah. You don't want lotion on that.
No. And he's like, I got to put lotion on my feet. And I'm like, no.
I had to take his around.
Socks because he was going to put lotion on and put the socks back on. And I was like, you're going to slough your fucking feet off. No.
Oh, my
That's
God.
So gross. He's like, why?
You should just let him.
I mean, usually I do, but I was like, no, you're fine.
Gross.
Okay, anyway, let me tell you a little ditty.
Okay.
About Susan Barber.
Let's hear it. Okay, Susan Barber.
Susan was born in 1953. She lived in Westcliff-on-Sea in Essex, England.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of places.
Yeah, they also mentioned that that's in the UK, and I was like, I think we get it.
I think we're there. I think we understand the location.
All I general need to do is England. You'll have the general vicinity, right?
Like, we are not aware of where.
No, but everyone else should be.
Oh, God, we're dumb.
Yep. Every clip that Critty's been pulling lately, I'm like, God damn it, another one.
Why'd we do so many dumb things?
You know when you play it back and you're like, yeah, that does sound as dumb as it felt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Every time I'm like, oh, cringe. What are you going to do? It happened.
Yep, it did. I own it. Mm-hmm. I accept it. Listen, mm-hmm. I draw pictures for a living. What do you expect from me?
Yeah. do we expect from you?
Not much.
Like, I use my brain all the time. That's my excuse. My brain's just dead by the time I'm all done.
You use it for different things. If someone was like, hey, anyway, I have fucking 76 suppliers and 42 people need all this stuff. You'd be like, let me give you the exact fraction algorithm.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, oh, that's not going to work.
That sounds like a problem.
Sounds like you need more people. Or less places. Sounds like you need a substantial change.
You should change your entire supply chain.
Oh, you're doing it wrong. Not me. Okay. Okay.
Okay, really, though. Here we are. Time for real. Yeah.
In England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not sure about her home life, but when she was 16 or 17 years old, she got pregnant with a baby girl, right?
Okay.
She had been seeing a 24-year-old man named Michael Barber.
Scandalous.
Super scandalous. So she told him that she was pregnant, right? And they got married in 1970 when she was 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
17?
17.
Who wants to be married at 17?
Fucking probably not even her. Yeah. But she was pregnant, so they were like, listen.
This is what we doing.
Yeah. You got one choice.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Times are different.
Well, some places. Still.
Yeah, that's true.
So now Michael didn't really have, like, a trade or a skill or anything.
Michael was useless.
Michael was banging a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
At 24 years old. So if you'll imagine
the kind of person that he may or may not be. Sorry if that's you.
Sorry if that's you, right?
And you're actually a decent human being.
But also don't bang 17-year-olds if you're over 18. Yeah. Like, period.
It's like a law.
It's like
here.
Yeah,
anyway.
Statutory rape, at least.
And maybe that's propaganda.
If not pedophilia. Did you say maybe that's propaganda?
You don't know.
Bitch, that's a child. That's not propaganda. Yeah, that's pedophiles. That's not propaganda. It's the other P word.
You mixed up your P words. Hey, listen, I'm just saying. You don't know.
No, I know.
You don't know, though, because what if that's just been spoon fed to us our whole life and the rest of the world is like, you know what, actually, 14. That's when I knew what I wanted. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. You need to keep those thoughts, put them in a fucking box, lock it away, throw it away.
I don't agree. I'm just questioning my whole reality anymore.
Okay, to be fair, this was 1970, and even before that, life expectancy wasn't as long as it is now, and so people did get married earlier.
Yeah.
However, this feels predatory.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm going to be honest. It does.
In this particular instance, we don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, 24-year-old banging a 17-year-old, not like
cool.
Cream of the crop, right?
Yeah.
And he could only manage to get minimum wage jobs. So their little family was scraping by.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was trying to provide for his family however he could, right? He's doing his best. And at one point, he stole a car.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you need a car.
I guess. Or you could, like, public transportation.
You could do other things.
You could, like, get an honest day's work, you know?
You could do those things. Yeah. But he was like, what about this? I'll just take this one.
Yeah.
But he got caught. And so they were like, you can't fucking do that. And it was, like, grand theft.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a little rap sheet going, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he did time for that, but it does not specify how much time or anything.
Okay.
Like, he's out. He's free now. Assume at this point. He's out. And he was like, my bad. Saturday. Save it.
I'm saving it.
And then in 1972, he was arrested for indecently assaulting his 6-year-old niece. So again,
oh my God, what, a helicopter cocker or something? Like, what's going on? Indecently assault.
Well, I'm assuming that means like touched her indecently. Right, that's assault. Like,
yeah, that is assault. I was thinking
rape,
like,
is aggressive dick.
Assault,
you know? Aggressive dick. Helicopter cocker. I was shocked when you said that. What?
You were.
No, it's just rape. I'm kidding, that's terrible. But also, could you imagine being helicopter cocked right before? How horrible.
Indecently assaulting me. Put your fucking clothes on and put your dick away.
Ow, stop.
Yeah.
Keep whapping me with it.
It's stinging a little bit. You got good range on that thing.
Is it getting longer?
Who knew there was such heft behind
it? Stretching. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You know when, like, you roll up a towel and you whip it?
Right?
And get like, that little
snap on
get
it.
Get a little welt. Anyway, that's terrible. Six? That's awful.
Yeah, six. Fucking baby, right? So, I have no further information on that.
But we're realizing that this guy really is pretty awful.
He really may have had some pedophilic tendencies,
it
right?
It seems that way.
It seems that way. But I don't know if he got jail time or if they were just like, ah.
Can't fucking do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
But the couple ended up having two more children in the next couple of years, right?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Maybe this guy shouldn't be around kids.
You would think. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not doing it to his own kids.
We can hope.
We can hope. So, they're living their dream. They got three kids now.
That's Susan so
and
many.
Michael, right? Way too many.
Yeah.
Remember when you wanted three?
Such an idiot.
Dummy.
Yeah.
So, now, twist.
Oh!
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if the first baby was Michael's baby or not.
Oh, how come not?
Oh, because wait. The article did not specify, but it strongly suggested that it wasn't his baby.
She was sneaking and geeking.
And that she had been sneaking and geeking on the side. Oh. And then she was like, hey, I'm pregnant. And Michael was like the 24-year-old, right? And so he's like, fuck, I gotta do right. And so he married her and thought the kid was his and everything and fucking raised it, right?
I wonder if she's like, ah, man, I didn't realize he like diddled 6-year-olds though.
Oh, I chose the wrong one.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, well, the other option was a 15-year-old boy named Richard Collins.
Okay.
Okay? Susan had been seeing him the entire time that she's been married to Michael and a little bit before,
obviously, oh, my
right?
God. Like, still? Even after?
She even
after.
Still
seeing him?
Even after.
Shit. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are living this little family life, this little fucking perfect
with the baby?
Thing. With three babies.
With him?
With Michael.
Okay.
So, Susan and Michael are married. They have a baby that is probably not Michael's.
And the other two are Michael's.
We think. We don't know.
And she's living a pretend life with Richie Rich?
She's living a fucking, with her side piece, yeah, Richie Rich. Rich Collins. Richard Collins. Side
Dick?
Piece over there. He was 15
when they met.
She was 17.
And she was still seeing him.
Yep.
Now, did Richie Rich realize that that baby might have been his?
I don't know. And I don't know if it was his or if it was another person.
Oh, another one?
She ends up having some dalliances.
Oh, my God. Okay. What a big word. So many helicopter dicks around her.
A lot of them.
Right? Slapping them away. Some of them
just letting them in.
No.
Well, I guess Michael was on a darts league at his local pub.
Obviously.
Is this the most, like, fucking English article that I read too?
A darts league.
Well, and everything else about it, they said random things, and I'm like, what does that mean in fucking American?
Let's translate this.
What?
The baby was in a pram.
Right.
Well, what?
One point where they're like, oh, they would show Blue videos, and I'm like, is that like a band? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
It's porn.
Blue videos.
Yeah, Blue.
Like,
they called them Blue videos.
Blue light special.
I guess. Yeah. Rollback blue light. Fucking rollbacks. I don't know, man. Porn. I don't know why.
Blue videos.
Mm-hmm. I'll get to that later, though. But there were a few like that where I'm like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. What's wrong with blue videos?
So, Michael's on a darts league at his local pub, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, Richard, was also on the team.
The same team?
The same team.
Oh, you got some loose ends hanging out together, girl.
Yep. And Richard was also married.
What?
Yep. And he and his wife lived fucking three doors down from Susan and Michael.
Not the kryptonite. Mm-hmm. Three doors down. Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
Wait a minute. This is like a fucking episode of Vanderpump Rules. Like, what is going on here? So did Richard... I hit the shit out of my mic out of excitement. Did Richie Rich...
Yeah.
Obviously, he knew about Michael. They lived three doors down.
Yeah, he knew. And he would wait for Michael to leave for work in the morning, and then he'd, like, look out his window or whatever, and then he'd be like, bye, honey, off to work, and then he'd go over there, and he'd fucking bone her until it was time for him to leave for work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he knew. He was a piece of shit, too, but...
Oh, no.
His poor wife and Michael's kind of getting it rough here, right?
Okay.
So... Susan and Richard, that's how they met, was this pool league thing, I guess. And
oh, that's how Susan met Richard?
It's kind of...
But they were 15?
Yeah.
He was 15?
Yeah, that's another thing. He was 15 in this, like, pool darts league thing, right?
Is that, like, how we have bowling?
I think so. Okay. And that's why I wrote pub instead of bar, because the article said pub, and I was like, pretty sure that means bar. I was going to say bar, and then I was like, maybe a pub is, like, and also it's like a brewery where your, like, friends can come or your family can come.
Like bowling kids. Alleys have bars.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's more like that, and he was, like, a kid on this league, whatever. Okay. Right?
God damn. And he was married?
Yeah. Well, he probably wasn't married when they first started.
Okay, this is later in life. Okay.
Yeah. But Michael was just chugging along, thinking everything's fucking great, right?
Yeah.
Until March 31st, 1981, Michael was leaving at like 4 a.m. to go on a fishing trip with his buddies.
Okay.
And when he got there, the conditions, I guess, were really bad. And so they were like, uh-oh, we should just go another time, right?
The conditions were really bad. The river was flowing.
They were like, this winds from the west is not going to work.
The fish ain't biting. The winds from... When the winds from the west, east,
from
the sun's on the... And the sand and the sky is hot.
Right.
Come on down. Stop on by. Hop a carpet and fly. To another Arabian night. We should sing that song tomorrow.
Did you know that you're not allowed... That Disney took it out? It's different now?
Is it bad? Did I just say something racist?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if it was that part, but I know that they changed the beginning, the song, and there's like a little warning that pops up on it. Like, hey, this movie was kind of fucked up. We did some shit back here.
Really?
Yeah. When you watch it on the Disney Plus or whatever.
Now I'm trying to like remember how the beginning goes.
We'll do it this weekend.
Okay.
And then we'll be like, that's where it was. Now I hear it.
When they cut off your ear and they don't like your face.
I think that's what it was. Where they cut off your ears if they don't like your face.
It's barbaric. But hey, it's home.
But now it says something else like, I don't know what it says, but something not like, they're not violent.
I fucking hate everybody. I just hate everybody. Like, I hate everyone.
Well, people hate us, too, because of the same reasons.
Good.
Because I have a sense of humor, and it's not the same as everyone else's, and therefore I shouldn't be allowed to have it.
Yeah, but, like, also you should, and you should shut your fucking ears if you don't like it. Don't listen.
Yeah, or just don't listen.
Or don't watch that fucking show.
Yeah. Like, who's writing letters about it?
Or, like, you know, don't fucking cut off ears if you don't like people's faces as an entire culture.
I feel like that... But maybe that was the stereotype, right? They're like, we don't actually fucking do that.
Everybody has a stereotype. We don't actually do that, guys.
We haven't done that in years. You know, like, what if they say
there
about...
There was that one time. What if they say Disney about wrote America? An entire song.
What if every other country made a movie and they're like, this is a really catchy movie and it has really good songs, but it's talking about how fucked up America was to literally everybody.
I would love it. I'd be like, yeah, we were stupid back then.
I would too.
Yeah. Who fucking cares? I know everybody doesn't feel the same way as me, but then don't listen.
I don't know.
We're going to lose so many listeners.
We might.
Dylan's like, I'm going to cut this racy part out.
Dylan's like, you guys said some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, can we just live life?
No, you know? Apparently not. Nobody can all get along. Okay.
Were
ready?
People really mad about that?
Enough for Disney to change it. Or Disney was just like, you know what? Let's
get ahead of the game here.
Yeah. Let's just get ahead of this.
Maybe. I would like to imagine it's that.
Maybe. Maybe someone on Disney was like, hey, man.
I am just fresh off of like a Bert Kreischer special. So, you know.
That's fair.
Like, my feelings might be skewed right now.
He does talk a lot about like, you're supposed to say the things that you're not supposed to say. That's the funny stuff.
That's the stuff that we like.
Yeah. Okay. So. I don't even know where we were. Conditions were bad.
Yes.
Fucking winds from the west, the sand from the east.
Fishing trip canceled.
And the fishing trip was canceled. So he headed back home, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like, later, guys, we'll go another day. And when he got home, he quite literally caught Susan and Richard in his bed.
Oh, shit.
Boning, right?
Boning.
Banging.
Oh, no.
Getting it on.
Oh, no. Okay?
And he was like,
No.
Not in my fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he fucking flipped out, right?
Oh, shit.
He attacked him. He hit Richard and whatever, and Richard bailed. He ran away. He went and stayed, like, far away, like, at his brother's house or something. He's like, I can't stay down the hall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he left, and then he hit Michael, also hit Susan, like, in the ear or in the head or something, right?
Yeah.
So, allegedly, there's a scuffle, right? And then a couple days later, Susan went to the doctor. Allegedly.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And then a couple days later, Susan went to the doctor to get treated for her head
trauma.
Ear trauma because he had hit her in the ear with an open palm, allegedly.
Ugh, sounds like suction.
Ugh, that sounds terrible.
Busted eardrum.
Yep. And she had like bad bruising from it, I guess. And so she went to the doctor for it, right? Mm-mm. And the doctor was like, whoa. Domestic violence?
Yeah, not okay.
Have you tried marriage counseling?
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the, like the 80s
now. And you can't just like, divorce.
I mean, sometimes they hit ya.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so Susan was like, fuck yeah, let's do marriage counseling. I'm down, right? And this doctor was like, I could set you guys up, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, I know a guy.
Yep, but I guess Michael was a little hesitant towards it.
Sure, because he's like, well, I want to keep beating her. Yeah. I don't want you to, like, tell me not to.
Well, yeah, and also... Not to say that he was justified in beating her, but, like, that's pretty fucked up to find somebody in bed with your wife.
Yeah.
Like, I might fly off the handle, too, right? Not to say that he's justified in beating her.
Yeah.
But also don't cheat.
But you provoke me to choke you just because I came home last night.
Late last night, crawling in bed, and I woke you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking kidding, mostly. So... Susan was like, fuck yeah, let's do marriage counseling, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Except I'm not going to stop seeing Richard.
Ah, still going to sneak and geek.
Yeah, because, like, that was fun. Yeah. So we're just going to keep that going on the down low.
Why doesn't she just leave him and go be with Richard?
She has a different plan.
Okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I see what's happening here.
So she's not really committed to making this whole thing work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on June 4th, 1981, Michael had a super bad headache.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And he tried to sleep it off or whatever, but then the next day he was also feeling nauseous and he had stomach pains.
Mm.
And so he was like, oh, I should probably call a doctor.
Some men can't hold their arsenic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day when he didn't feel any better, he calls a doctor and he gets prescribed antibiotics.
Oh, okay.
He was prescribed all this on, like, a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And then by Monday, he still wasn't feeling better.
Uh-oh.
But now he was having trouble breathing as well.
Ooh, that's not a good look.
Yeah. So he was admitted to ICU where they thought he had Goodpasture's syndrome.
Oh, obviously.
This is another one where I was like, is that just an English thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Do they only have that in England?
Oh, in the Goodpastures. Yeah. You know, like when they're old.
It's like our black lung. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is that? It is a rare autoimmune disorder that fucks up your kidneys, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who knows?
Kidney count must have been bad.
Kidney count was real bad. Yeah. And so they admitted him to the hospital, and they come in, they talk to Susan, and they're like, hey, this is really bad. He might not make it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no.
Well, I guess she took it pretty well. She was just like, yeah. You know, do what you can. You know? Like.
I understand.
Can't save them all.
Oh, my God.
And then shortly after that little conversation with Susan, one of the nurses was like, hey, did we check for paraquat poisoning?
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Paraquat? I think it's paraquat.
I don't know. Kumquat?
Like kumquat, but paraquat. Did we check for paraquat poisoning?
Uh-huh.
And
what the fuck is that?
I guess it's a pretty common way to poison someone back then.
Oh.
Because it was a chemical used in pesticides, and it fucks up your kidneys.
Uh-oh.
And so this nurse was like, she seems a little
at ease,
nonplussed by this.
Yeah.
Like, do we check for poisons?
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, cool. Let's send for blood and urine tests and all that stuff, right? To check for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess no one ever actually saw the results from that.
What?
They just assumed that it was negative and went about their day. Right?
They're like, we're going to run it as precautionary, and I'm not even going to bother myself to open the report.
Yep. Yep. They were like, I guess.
Oh, you know? My God.
Like, you're just a nurse. Don't try and do the doctor's job.
Ew.
I don't know if that's what they said.
I don't but like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, they were just like, yeah, for sure. No, it's probably negative, right?
My God.
And then Michael died on June 27th, 1981, after 10 days in the hospital.
Ugh.
The guy doing the autopsy was told that Michael had tested negative for this paraquat poisoning.
Oh.
But he couldn't actually find the paperwork stating that.
Hmm. Oh, so he was just told that.
Exactly. So, the guy doing the autopsy finds that his blood actually did have this poison in it.
Bam, right? Bam, bam!
Bam, bam, fucking bam.
Yeah.
And then it turns out the test was never actually done.
What?
Yeah. Like, the first time when they were like, hey, did you check for that shit? And they were like, yeah, it was negative, right?
Yeah.
It was never actually done. They were trying to cover their asses for not doing it. Either it wasn't sent or it wasn't brought back or what, but someone said, like, hey, let's check for this shit, and then they were like, yeah, we totally did, and then everyone was like, Yeah, it came back negative.
But, like, did you do that?
But nobody did. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's the worst kind of hospital.
Yeah.
That's the worst kind of hospital.
Yeah. So the autopsy guy wanted to do additional testing on, like, the organs to make sure that, to be sure that it was this kind of poison, I mm-hmm. guess, right?
Yeah. He just wants to cut up some organs, you know?
Well, he had taken out all the organs and preserved them because he was like, listen, we're going to do some extra shit. Also, there were other people doing it. And he was, like, supervising it. Oh, and they okay. kept giving his name. Like, he's very well-renowned for this, oh. right? And I was just like, autopsy guy. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with respect.
Yeah, obviously.
And so in order to get these extra tests done, he needed to wait to get the histology slides, which are just the little slides that, like, Dexter used, you know, with the little blood sample on it.
Okay.
That's what came up when I Googled it.
Okay.
So he had to wait for those. I guess they were backordered. I don't know why. Oh,
like he needed more slides. Like blank slides?
I don't know if he needed more blank slides. I don't know if he was waiting for them to come back so that he could test it. I don't know if he put them on there and then sent them off to a lab and then was like, hey, whenever you get a chance.
Let me know how that goes.
But either which way, the results from that wouldn't come back until September, which is like 3 months later, right?
Oh, okay.
So for the time being, his cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest and renal kidney failure.
Okay.
Okay.
But we know.
We know. In the meantime, Susan was mourning her dead husband now, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had his body cremated. Obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
Uh-huh. And she held a funeral where Richard Collins attended.
Oh!
Uh-huh. And he was seen there, you know, comforting Susan and all that. And then she had a wake at her house where, you know, fucking everybody comes around and brings casseroles and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then Richard was like, I'm just going to move in.
Sure.
That night. Fucking abandoned his wife. He was like, later, loser. Three doors down.
The same night?
Bye. Yeah.
Of the wake?
Of the wake. He was like, shit. Anyway, this is my bed now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of fucked up, right? A little bit.
Not very slick.
Not very slick. So then 6 weeks later, Susan was like, we've had a good run, Richard.
Oh.
Yeah, Richard. But you gotta go.
Oh, like I'm tired of you now that you're here.
Uh-huh.
It's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it's not fun unless you're sneaking and geeking, right?
Oh.
And so she met another guy at their little local pub, right?
Dude, this girl's getting around.
Yeah. And she had said other guy move in to her house.
Oh, shit.
And kicked out Richard.
God damn.
Yeah.
Did Richard go back home?
I don't know. But if I was that wife, I'd be like, fuck off, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not today.
Uh-uh.
So she has this new guy move in. I did not catch his name. She collected $15,000 for Michael's life insurance.
That's not that much.
His death. No, it's not. But it's the 80.
Yeah.
Two, I think.
Yeah.
And then a little over $3,000 per child.
Oh, my God.
Because she still has three babies.
Yeah.
That she's, like, fucking moving dudes into this house with.
That's so sad. She killed their dad.
She killed their fucking dad. And then moved two guys in within 3 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then she told her new boyfriend that Richard owed her money. And so the new boyfriend was like, no problem. I got you, babe. I'll go take care of it. And
uh-oh.
So he goes to play fucking bookie or whatever.
Yeah.
And beats up Richard, like, pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
And he ended up getting arrested for the assault. And he was given a, quote, custodial sentence, which is English for he was sentenced to some amount of time, but we're not going to say how much.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like, I remember this. Yeah.
Like, not a lot, but, like, man, it was around there, you know? Like,
yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll tell you when you're done.
6 months-ish. I'll let, when I say so. Well, that was Her Majesty's pleasure.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do they have codes for all of this?
I don't know.
Yeah, but so he was in jail now, okay. Presumably, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Susan was taking her new single life seriously, right?
Uh-huh.
And she got a CB radio.
Oh, did she get a handle?
She did. Her handle was Nympho.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then she was just fucking talking to dudes, right? Like, I'm not a lot lizard, but I'm over here, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was starting to get a reputation around town. And then she had another guy from the bar move in with her. Because now, like,
oh,
second boyfriend,
yeah,
he got. He's in prison, right?
Yeah,
or jail or whatever. So she's like, move in another dude, right?
Oh, my God.
Now, this guy was into black magic.
Ooh.
Pretty
a
cool.
Vampire.
And they would host
cool
porno parties where they would show, quote, blue videos.
Ah, that's
which is English for porn.
Yeah.
And I was like, they hosted They hosted parties where they showed Blue videos, and I was Googling, like, Blue video showings.
Like, Bluey.
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, and it's, like, every band named Blue or, like, song named Blue, and I'm like, no.
This isn't right.
Yeah. What is this? Finally got to it. It means porn. Don't know why. That's interesting. Meanwhile.
Kind of awkward to watch porn with everybody. Real awkward. I guess you're probably boning them all.
The big-ass circle jerk? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. So, meanwhile, back at the lab, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, those slides.
Those slides finally come in September, and it was determined that Michael had died of this paraquat poisoning. Mm-hmm.
Busted.
So now that he had for sure been poisoned, right, the police had to build their case against Susan.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the ex-boyfriend, Richard Collins.
Ooh, and he's like,
Yep, he quickly admits that Susan had admitted to him that she was going to kill her husband. And he said that she had even asked him to cut Michael's brake lines at one point.
Oh, shit.
So, like, she was actively planning his death, right? But he had said no or whatever. Yeah. He was like, I don't really want to kill anybody.
You should just, like, I don't even know how to do that.
He also said that he was with her after the nurse had asked Susan about possible poisons in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when she came home, she went straight to the kitchen and flushed the rest of his medications down the kitchen sink.
Oh.
So, like, that's pretty sketchy, right?
Yeah, like hiding it all?
Yeah.
Hmm. You think she poisoned his medicine?
Yeah. I'll tell you how she did. They also questioned Susan, who confessed to everything.
Oh, shit? Right away?
Yeah. She like, said that
God damn it.
Yeah, she's like, ah, you got me. She said she was pissed when Michael caught her cheating.
Yeah.
And she decided on that day that she was going to kill him.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We could just, like, divorce each other.
You could, yeah. She said that she found the pesticide in the shed from when Michael had worked as a landscaper.
Because
I guess it was in, like, commercial
buckets or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she cooked it into his meal. And then, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which was, like, fucking steak and liver, they said. I was like, ugh.
What a weird choice.
I agree.
I do like some liver.
I have had it. It's not awful, but I don't want it ever, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if someone has it, I'm like, oh, I'll have a bite for fucking to make entertain you. Like, I don't want it.
For novelty's sake.
Yeah, like, to say that I'm not afraid of it, but it's not good.
No. I used to eat it all, like, Braunschweiger. I'm probably even saying that wrong.
Because you only ever read it?
Literally reading it, whatever my dad called it when I was little, on crackers. So good with, like, mustard and cheese. Delicious. But that's, like, a liver paste.
Yeah.
Pate. It's got, like, all kinds of shit in it, you know, that make it delicious. Not that it matters, but it's not liver and steak.
That's gross. Like, just have steak with potatoes. Come on.
And broccoli.
Bangers and mash, you know?
Yeah. Maybe some garlic bread.
Maybe. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so she cooked it into his meal, right? Mm-hmm. And then it didn't work right away.
Oh, okay.
And so she gave him some more in another meal. And then when he finally got sick and complained of a sore throat, she gave him more of that pesticide as a medicine for his throat.
Oh, God.
Like, being like, oh, here you go. This will help your throat. He's like, it tastes funny. Yeah, and he's like, this is actually making it a lot worse. So Susan and Richard were both arrested and charged with conspiracy to murder. They both pleaded guilty. And
they both did? He was like, yeah, I was
Yeah, he
I
was
there.
Like, I mean, yeah, I saw some shit and I didn't say some shit. Yeah. He got 2 years.
Okay.
Okay, so like.
Because technically he didn't do anything, right?
Yeah.
He just knew about it and didn't say anything?
Yeah, but he's like, I guess.
Still pretty
kind
shitty.
Of an accessory?
Yeah.
Or like knowing about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he got 2 years, and then Susan was sentenced to life in prison.
Oh, shit.
There was a parenthesis that said 10 years, and I was like, is that how long she lived, or is that how long they consider life to be in England?
You live 10 years. Oh, shit.
As far as I can tell, she is still alive, so I don't know where that came from. So I'm assuming she's still in prison.
Yeah, for life.
Yeah. I saw one article that said that the three children were left in the care of a divorced man who had moved into her house after answering a call from the CB radio.
What?
Yep.
I don't know
if that's true, but if it is,
wow.
I hope he's a good dad.
Like, I hope. Like,
I hope
maybe
they
like
finally these kids.
Got someone decent.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sucks though, because I actually hated Michael and now I feel bad that he's the victim.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the diddling back there, man.
No, that was pretty fucked up. It makes you, like, not want to sympathize with, like, a pedophile.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
But also, Like, you got to go to prison.
Do you think she was being abused and she didn't realize that there's, like, other ways out? And so this felt like the only way out?
Well, she was married at 17, so. Yeah. And he did hit her at least once. So.
Like, you can't be murdering people. Again, not justifying. Yeah. Just curious how we got here.
Just curious how we got here. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not justifying either which side of it because, again, he wasn't the best person. He had a rap sheet. He fucking stole cars, diddled kids, and married a 17-year-old when he was 24.
Yeah.
Not the best guy, but also...
Well, when you put it that way.
doesn't mean that you get to kill them.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Either way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Either way.
Oh, I thought you said IOA. I was like, don't know what that stands for.
Ayahuasca.
IOA. Ayahuasca!
Yeah, but... Doesn't that suck?
Does suck.
I don't know how to end these.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
And my brain is literally mush now.
You did great.
I'm so sorry, guys, for sniffling and mouth noises and coughing, and I hope that you bear with me through this. Cause
you do not have to be apologizing for your body fighting a war on the inside, trying to save your life.
I hope it does. I hope it pulls through.
It totally will. Anyway, well, if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Also, you guys should go subscribe, rate, and review us on all of the apps that you listen to us on. And go tell your friends. Go tell your friends' friends. You know, be like, hey, yo, check out this shit. It makes me happy. And then they'll be like, wow, psycho, murder makes you happy. And you'll be like, just trust me.
You'll be like, just listen to them being insensitive for like a second.
Exactly.
If you want to snail mail us, you can do that at P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And then if you want to email us, do that at isgdpodcast@gmail.com. And until next week. Oh, we do have a public service announcement.
PSA.
Patreon supposed to come out Saturday, which would have been yesterday to the day that this publishes. But that's Aaron's true. Dying. So that's going to be next week.
This is my case.
But as she signs us off with a cough, we love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.